This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. BOGO is back for 1 week only. Buy one and get one of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm free. Order at EdenPureDeals.com, code word Howie BOGO.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
A federal judge is ordering the unsealing of a redacted affidavit related to the raid of former President Trump's home. It's here!
What the government has done here has they have released, and as you can see here, look at all these redactions, and this is just a taste of what this document looks like.
Well, I wish I could get that excited about
nothing! Are you kidding? Page 73!
Mr. Blank needs a blank in order to blank his blank.
Well, that clears that up.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
How would you feel like being a parent, looking at your kid, and knowing you didn't have the insurance? And knowing if they did not get that insulin, they may die. There's thousands of people in America going through that.
So tired of you getting angry and yelling all the time. It's exhausting. I feel like I'm partners with the Hulk.
I'm tired of being quiet.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. A couple of updates on police blotter facts. Friday, Limerick guy says the pizza dispute, it seems like it mushroomed out of control. Oh! And then another 919 says a pizza spear is used to pop the cheese bubble. Would it be the dough? Isn't it the dough that bubbles up, not the cheese? I don't know.
Possibly both.
All right. 844-500-4242. 42.
I only used to deliver the pizza. I never made it, so I'm not sure.
Well, we learned something new, though, that there is, don't watch yourself when you attack a guy behind the counter pizza place, because he may have a spear. All right. 844-500-4242. Every month, we invite Dr. Matt Callahan to come in, and he's kind enough to come in and answer all of your questions about your pets. And if you know anything you want to ask him, you've got one diagnosis about and we want another one that's probably less invasive or will cost less. Whatever problems you're having, give him a call, or any advice if you're buying a new pet or adopting a new pet. So the number, of course, is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. And you can also text us. We have a new text line this week. Text Howie to 617-213-1066. Howie to 617-213-1066 if you have a question for Dr. Matt. And Dr. Matt Callahan, where can people find you during the week?
Well, I run the Ipswich Animal Hospital at 978-948-8189.
Give us that number again.
978-948-8189.
Okay, and we appreciate you coming in. I hear you sound like you're having some...
As I said, excuse me for having
thank you.
Frog over here.
A lot of that going around. Yeah. All right, but you'll be okay?
I'll make the hour, I think.
All right. 844-500-4242. We're going into the shorter days of the year. Anything people should do getting ready for the new season coming up?
We're seeing a lot of mushroom toxicities now because it's going to start raining and the mushrooms are going to start coming up. So that's big for fall. Mushroom toxicity, yes.
Really?
Yeah. So lots of vomiting and diarrhea. It's very exciting.
Does it ever kill?
It certainly has killed some dogs.
Really?
There was a person that died recently, a famous author that died recently from mushroom toxicity. Yep.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
All right. 844-500-4242.
Can I ask the good doctor a question?
Go ahead.
He may or may not have an answer. How are dogs getting monkeypox?
That's a really good question.
Use your imagination. Okay. How are children getting monkeypox? How are people getting monkeypox? Mm-hmm. The answer is very similar. Yes.
Okay.
That seems like it should be some kind of special crime.
I do believe it is a special crime.
Like animal abuse, yes. It's called?
Yeah. Well, I think we call them apps now, animal attracted people. I don't want to stigmatize anybody.
No, of course you don't. Yes, not that there's anything wrong with
right,
that.
Right, exactly.
But, you know, I mean, it could be a consenting adult. What is it, what is the age for a consenting for adult consult, for dogs?
For the Italian, seven, for the you know, Italian greyhound that gets monkeypox. Yeah.
8-4. I'm sorry. Let's go on. Let's move on. Let's move on. Donna, you're next with Howie Carr and Dr. Matt. Go ahead, Donna.
Oh, I don't even know where to go with that. But,
there's nowhere good.
I'm afraid of thunderstorms.
Yes.
And he hears them coming way before I do.
Absolutely.
And he's like the news. And he runs into the bathroom and jumps into the shower.
Yeah.
And it's kind of funny. I don't even have to, you know, follow the news. I just follow the dog.
Right.
But I was wondering if there's anything I can do to help him out with this anxiety.
Yeah, there's a lot you can do. For dogs that have thunderstorm phobias, they sense the drop in the barometric pressure. So that's why they know more than you do. And your dog has a safe place to go. So they literally do need a safe space. And your dog's safe space is the shower. So that's perfectly fine. There are anti-anxiety medications that you can use. Fluoxetine is one. So that's Prozac and Xanax and Alprazolam. That's another. And with my dog, I use...
But it's over so quickly. Do you really need to give him a pill that? It lasted a lot longer this afternoon than normal.
Yeah, and it really does depend on where you live and how frequent they are. But it's nice if you can be a little bit of Nostradamus here. You know, so you go, okay, there's going to be thunderstorms in the afternoon. And you can give him a drug like Trazodone. That's what I give my dog. I give her Trazodone in the morning if there's going to be thunderstorms in the afternoon. Yeah. It really helps.
Someone just said this is a text call along the same lines. Ask Matt if he has any idea why one dog is fine and another one is completely terrified of a thunderstorm.
That's same as with people. Yeah, they're complex psychologically. And so, you'll have, I would say 95% of all dogs are perfectly fine and 5% are petrified.
Yeah, you know, Gunnar used to be pretty scared, but as Gunnar got older, no problem.
And deafer.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
that had a lot to do with it.
It absolutely does.
That's a good question, Don. A lot of people are thinking about that today. Eric, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Eric.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
My dog tore both his cranial cruciate ligaments in his knees.
Yep.
And
how old?
He needs...
How old is he?
3.5.
Yeah, okay.
3.5, he's 95 pounds.
Yep. Okay.
And I'm wondering what to expect.
Well, I think if you're going, I would certainly want you to do surgery. I think the long-term outcome is the best, even though it's going to be expensive. So, one of the bigger referral institutions have good orthopedic surgeons. There are some orthopedic surgeons that are itinerant orthopedic surgeons that will travel and do it at your local practice. But, orthopedic surgery is really the best way to solve this problem, as it is in people.
Is it harder to get a positive outcome in a large dog like that opposed to a pug?
It's less about size and more about overweightness. So if he's 95 pounds and lean, his outcomes are very good. My orthopedic surgery professor always said he wanted to treat his dogs, all his patients, like Olympic athletes because they did Olympic athlete stuff. They just did it every day. You know, just part of their day-to-day life.
Yeah.
So, yeah, or that's why surgery works better than medication or anything like that. The addition of stem cells or platelet-rich plasma can help the outcomes too.
Good luck, Eric. Jane, you're next with Howie Carr and Dr. Matt. Go ahead, Jane.
Yes, hi, Dr. Matt. I'm calling. I have a flight in December to take to go to California, and I have a pug. Chihuahua mix. She's a good dog. She'll be 14 months in December.
Yep.
And I just, she's small enough to go into a collapsible thing because we want to travel with her.
Yep.
What is the best medication? I've had people tell me Benadryl or something else, but, you know, she's an active little dog. So it's going to be, you know, be a hard little trip for her again to do. I took her earlier when she was smaller. She's about 15 pounds.
Okay, where are you flying to?
California.
Okay.
California.
It's many hours in the air, so I would use a drug like Trazodone because it lasts for about 12 hours. But the trick of it is try her on the drug before you put her in the crate. So, you try it for just on an average day to make sure she's managing the drug okay. So you don't want to do the first time when you put her in the crate.
Is trazodone your go-to drug?
Yeah, because it sedates them a little bit. It's an anti-anxiety drug that has a little bit of sedation in it. So yeah, it is for that type of thing. It would be my go-to.
And you need a prescription.
You do. Yes.
Okay. So there you go. Thanks, Jane. 844-500-4242. We're here with Dr. Matt. And again, we have a new text number if you haven't been texting us for a while since the last time Dr. Matt was here. Our new text number, Howie to 617-213-1066. Howie to 617-213-1066. We will be right back with Dr. Matt. I'm Howie Carr.
Join in on the conversation. Call Howie at 844-500-4242. Just don't make us use the dump button.
Don't you cuss on this here radio. I apologize to all the friendly folk who are listening.
The Howie Carr Show will be right back.
Excitable. We're trying to put a guilty man in the chair where he belongs. Someone stops telling us fairy tales and we're listening.
Howie Carr is back.
The Eden Pure Thunderstorm BOGO offer is on. This offer is for 1 week only and ends at midnight on Sunday. For allergies, pet smells, or any odor you need to get rid of, the Thunderstorm air purifier is the answer. Just ask Dr. Matt. You got a bunch of them, right, Dr. Matt?
I have three in my clinic and two in my house. So yes, I have a bunch.
Go to, not just for pet smells either, anything. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code HowieBogo. That's EdenPureDeals.com, discount code HowieBogo. Shipping is free. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Did the FBI rig the 2020 election?
Yes.
96% say yes.
All right. We got a bunch of people texting in tonight. We're going to do a bunch of quick ones here. Ask Dr. Matt about giving my cat a bath. She rolls in the dirt and never had a bath. She's a mess. Thank you.
Doesn't Steve Martin have a good bit about bathing his cat?
You don't recommend it, I guess.
The hair keeps getting stuck in his tongue. No, you could definitely give your cat a bath. I mean, they have actually these mesh bags that sometimes help because when the nails come out, they get stuck in the bag. So you can buy like a mesh bag that you can put your cat in if you're afraid of getting murdered.
Wow.
Some cats don't like it.
I think I would pass.
Yes.
207, name's Chris. I rescued a pit mix. He's a year old. His nails are completely clear, and he rips them off completely off the quick when he excitedly claws stuff. What can I do to help the poor guy?
Well, first of all, you can get them trimmed way back. Make sure they're very well trimmed. Secondly, he may have something called onchodystrophy, which is a defect in the growth of his nails. And there's medications that he can take for that. So you could have it looked at.
Here's a hardy perennial on this segment. Does Dr. Matt think CBD pills would help my dog with his thunderstorm anxiety?
Well, CBD helps some dogs and makes some dogs worse, as it does with people, oddly enough.
Serious question. Debate in my family, says 508. Are grapes bad for dogs?
Yes, grapes are bad for dogs.
They are?
Yes.
Why?
We don't know exactly the mechanism, but it was... about 20 years ago, there was a good connection made between feeding dogs grapes and kidney failure.
Really?
So, yeah.
508, I rescued a dog from Texas. She's tested positive for heartworm. I'm starting with the AHS protocol for treatment next week with my vet. My question is if Dr. Matt knows of any financial resources available to help with the considerable cost of this treatment.
If you were adopting from, I don't know if you were adopting from Texas, but quite often the shelters will help with the cost of that. It's expensive, but it's over a very long period of time. So dogs get treated over.
So he should call the place he got it from?
Oh, absolutely.
If he got it from a kennel or something, a rescue?
I see a lot of southern rescues, and if the dog is positive, then the rescue foots the bill for the medication.
844-500-4242. Where can people go to reach you, Dr. Matt, during the week?
People can find me quite often at the Ipswich Animal Hospital at 978-948-8189.
All right. Zebra, you're next with Howie Carr and Dr. Matt. Go ahead, Zebra.
Thanks for taking my call, Dr. Matt. Hope you feel better.
Thank you.
Soon. You take care of a lot of people. I'll be real quick. I've been hearing about this canine respiratory illness in the upper Midwest, Michigan. It's killing dogs. Maybe it's because I've got a sheltered life here in the Northeast, but what would you know or recommend about that?
Yeah. The current current thought about that is it's possibly a parvo type virus, because it's causing mostly death through digestive disease, vomiting and diarrhea, and that's how parvovirus.
And it's
typically
just in the upper Midwest right now.
So far in Michigan right now, almost exclusively in Michigan. So, I mean, they'll do some virus isolation. They'll figure it out, and hopefully, they'll contain the, you know, relatively small scale epidemic right now.
Thanks for the call, Zebra. Shannon, you're next with Howie Carr and Dr. Matt. Go ahead, Shannon.
Hi, how you doing, Howie? I'm good. So glad you're on here today, Matt.
Hi, Shannon.
I have a 5-year-old French bulldog.
All right.
Who was just diagnosed with a very rare disease in humans, let alone dogs, called granulomatous lymphangitis.
Yeah.
Have you heard of that in dogs?
I've definitely heard of it. The treatment with that sort of stuff is usually immunosuppression.
Which is? What does that involve?
It can be a number of drugs, chemotherapy drugs, prednisone, mycophenolate, drugs that suppress the immune system.
So what are you going to do, Shannon?
Okay. Well, they put him on prednisone and a low-fat diet, and he's really 10 times better, put his weight back on within almost 2 months.
Nice.
So it's good, but it says the outcome is poor, so they said it's a very serious
disease. Yeah, you know, there are problems, you know, treating dogs, you can only, you know, you start to have problems with the treatment as well as the disease. So it is frustrating. Yeah, I'm sure, but I'm glad he's doing well in the short term.
Good luck, Shannon. You know, we always talk about how small dogs live longer than on average than big dogs, but French bulldogs have problems, don't they?
You know, a lot of highly bred dogs do. So Frenchies definitely do. I see a lot of congenital disease with Frenchies and unusual diseases. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're a genetically highly confined group.
They're a nice-looking dog. They're,
they're
a
really
good
cool.
dog.
They're great
really
dogs.
Good,
yeah.
good dog. But how long, what's their average, would you say?
You know, I don't know. Probably less. I mean, you can have a 15-year-old Frenchie, and then you can have a Frenchie die at 6 or 7.
Yeah.
So, you know.
A beautiful dog. A talented dog.
Paul, you're next with Howie Carr and Dr. Matt. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, Howie.
Hi.
My dog is a Frenchie. She's a Bisseron.
different kind of Frenchie. Go ahead. Thank you. Peter, you're next with Howie Carr and Dr. Matt. Go ahead, Peter.
Hey, Howie. How are you?
Good.
Hey, Dr. Matt, we got a kitten in late May that was about 7 months old. And on one morning in early July, I had taken one of the dogs out at 4 a.m, and the kitten was watching us like he usually does. When I got up a couple hours later, he was laid out on the floor, and he was dead.
Wow.
We had no idea what happened.
Sure.
He was the playful little guy, and he just passed away in that two-hour span for some strange reason.
Yeah. Well, definitely, you know, it's obviously difficult to make a diagnosis without ever having seen the cat or doing a postmortem exam.
Did he take the vaccine? It's killing a lot of young mammals.
Well, heart disease is actually a very common cause of sudden death. Cats can have cardiomyopathy as very young cats and can have a congenital defect within their heart, and that can kill them very quickly, too.
All right. Sorry about that, Peter. 844-500-4242. Dr. Matt, what's your number again if people want to call you?
My number is 978-948-8189.
We'll be right back with Dr. Matt. Give us a call. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. We appreciate Dr. Matt coming in. His voice is kind of shot, but he says he's feeling okay. So you can get through the hour?
I think I can make it.
Okay, that's great. 844-500-4242. 919 says, Dr. Matt sounds like he needs a shot of Dr. McGillicuddy. He's not a state rep, you know. He's a vet. What's the number where What's the number where people can reach you?
My number at the Ipswich Animal Hospital is 978-948-8189.
401 says, what percentage of Dr. Matt's clients have pet insurance?
About 5%.
That's all?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. But no one that has it seems terribly disappointed that they have it, so it might be a good thing.
Let's see, 413. Hi, Dr. Matt and Howie. I last called April 2021. My beagle dachshund, Jack Russell, has GI lymphoma.
Okay.
Two masses removed from her intestines last November, December. Started Laverdia and has been on it since. How long can she stay on the low-dose Laverdia? What do you think for long-term prognosis?
Oh, well, you know, GI lymphoma is kind of interesting. Dogs either die very soon or they can live for a very long time. Laverdia is really kind of a new product. I haven't had a chance to use it yet, although I am now itching to use it. I think dogs stay on it ad infinitum, so they can stay on it. I don't think there's a time when you have to stop.
So it keeps you going.
Yeah, keep them going, yeah. Supposedly very good against lymphoma. Yep.
Okay. Karen, you're next with Howie Carr and Dr. Matt. Go ahead, Karen.
Hi. I've got a six-year-old pit bull mix, and all of a sudden he has started basically eating his tail, eating the fur right off it.
Yep.
I've looked. There's no bites. There's no fleas. And I don't know how to stop him. I did buy some of that hot spot stuff, and I don't know if that's it or what's going on with the poor guy.
I think it's time to visit your local veterinarian there, Karen, because this can be behavioral or it can be dermatologic. So it could be an allergy. It could be a parasite that's in the skin. And it could be because your dog's having some psychiatric issues or some behavioral issues. So first stop is the veterinarian.
All right, Karen, thanks for the call. Kimberly, you're next with Howie Carr and Dr. Matt. Go ahead, Kimberly.
Hi, Howie. Hi. Dr. Matt.
Hi.
I have a 22-month-old Australian Shepherd pup, and he is, in all aspects, I would say, pretty perfect. He has his Canine Good Citizens, Community Canine titles, but we're doing agility right now, and another
He's
dog...
He's a good boy, a very good boy.
He is. Another dog got loose and kind of ran into our space. And for the first time, he really went at him. In fact, didn't recall and kind of went at him. He's not neutered, and I'm kind of holding off on neutering him. I didn't really want to. And I'm just kind of wondering what your feeling is on that. And, should I work more on his recall? I mean, typically he is perfect. He likes other dogs.
Yeah. So is your question about neutering him or is your question about something about agility?
I think it's neutering.
More about neutering. Do you think I can get away with not neutering him?
Well, you definitely can get away with it. However, I rarely see an unneutered dog, and that dog is the problem. That dog is usually fine. Other dogs react negatively to unneutered dogs because now everybody knows there's turf to defend. So I find almost all unneutered dogs have problems with other dogs, but it's the other dogs having the problem.
But I mean, if you don't neuter the male dog, I mean, what happens when the female dog in the neighborhood goes into heat?
Well, they know the dog's in heat, and they decide they're going to go find.
Well,
that
that's
dog
what I mean. Yeah, so that's a problem in itself,
right,
isn't it?
That's
so
not,
Kimberly's only Kimberly will eventually face that problem. Will
yes,
she not?
I think if you want to look for the best option is I would say at this point it would be to neuter your dog. Behaviorally, it helps, and they don't tend to lose any of the male traits because they have it at 22 months. You know, your dog's not a puppy anymore. It's almost 2 years old.
What would you say is the best time to neuter or spay?
It is very dog-dependent. So I would say if you're bringing your English Mastiff to me, I would say 2 to 3 years. If you're Labrador, I would say it's a year. And if it's your pug, I would probably say 6 to 8 months. When they're mature skeletally. Yeah.
And this is both sexes, neutering and spaying?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, right. You want them to hit puberty and to grow with those hormones on board, and then you can neuter them.
So what percentage of the dogs you see are neutered or spayed?
Well, virtually all, unless they're being bred, almost all dogs are spayed. A very small percent are unspayed. And then, a larger percent are unneutered only because guys don't like to neuter their dogs. There's a mystic cord that ties men with their dog's testicles.
That's a good call though, Kimberly. We've never been into that subject before. Rob, you're next with Howie Carr and Dr. Matt. Go ahead, Rob.
Hey, Howie. My first question was kind of already brought up about the Michigan disease, the parvo, whatever. But I've heard it's in New England. And would it help to make sure our dogs are up to date with their parvo vaccinations?
It tends to be it, the The greatest incident has been in puppies. So they were probably either not yet fully vaccinated or under vaccinated. So certainly, you know, we have no idea what it is. At least as of this morning, I read up on it. And no one knew quite what it was. Because it's parvovirus-like, they were calling it parvovirus. There's many other viruses that can cause this. I certainly would make sure my dog is fully vaccinated. That always
helps. Is this a puppy mill type thing, do you think?
It doesn't seem to be. It seems to be just going on. I mean, in the early 1970s, dog distemper, which really just means disease, right? Not very imaginative for veterinarians called dog disease. But canine distemper was like, it would just rampage through populations and kill about 50% of the dogs until a vaccine came out and it just went away. So I'd certainly want to make sure your dog is fully vaccinated.
Thanks for the call, Rob. June, you're next with Howie Carr and Dr. Matt. Go ahead, June.
Hi, Howie. Hi, Dr. Hi. Matt. I was concerned about all these coyote sightings. I know they're everywhere, but do you think wolf urine really detracts them, or am I going to attract wolves?
Wow, that's a good question. I certainly think there are good deterrents. I don't want to get too graphic, but probably human urine is the biggest deterrent.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Better than the wolf? I didn't know. Can you buy wolf urine, by the way?
Yeah, you can buy it. Yeah, yeah. Like any like garden stores and co-ops and stuff will sometimes carry it. Yeah.
Yeah. What about a fence? Does a fence work with coyotes?
How tall is the fence?
Yeah.
Split rail fence, not so much.
Can they get under the fence, though?
If they really want to, I'm sure they can.
That's what I mean, yeah. You know? All right. These are good questions tonight. 844-500-4242, or again, you can text us anything you want to ask Dr. Matt. 844-500-4242. Manny, you're next with Howie Carr and Dr. Matt. Go ahead, Manny.
Hi, Howie. Hi, Dr. Matt. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Manny.
I have a 4-year-old Ronnie Lab mix.
All
up the shorts. She seems to get in between her toes,
yes.
Like some cysts.
Yes.
Is that a curable thing?
No.
Know what's going on there?
It's a treatable thing, but not a curable thing. Yeah, interdigital cysts. You always know when veterinarians are struggling to deal with something when they just describe it really well, or they use the word idiopathic, which is Latin for we have no idea why they got it, you know. But interdigital cysts are very common, mostly in Labradors. So it's probably your Labrador's feet, not the Rottweiler's feet, that are causing it. But I see it in Rottweilers too. It is a chronic condition. It definitely can be managed, sometimes with surgery, sometimes with antibiotics, sometimes topically, sometimes all of those. I actually like soaking feet in Epsom salts. I do think that works.
How long?
You know, I soak them for about 10 minutes, which is an eternity when you're soaking your dog's feet. Yeah, so it's 3 years, right, basically. Yeah, 10 minutes, 2 to 3 times a week. Yeah, I do it in a bathtub or a kiddie pool or something like that.
Oh, so you do them all at once. You don't just have them in a bucket on the front and then the back.
You mean like Madge and Palmolive, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
You're soaking in it, yeah.
Okay, I understand.
Yeah, soak all feet because all feet are at least somewhat, you know, it's usually not just 1 foot that's involved. It's usually some combination of all feet.
Thanks for the call, Manny. Mark, you're next with Howie Carr and Dr. Matt. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Howie. Love the show. Dr. Matt.
Thanks.
Listen, I'm a senior in a small 2-bedroom condo with an unpredictable schedule. Would love to have some companionship, but I'm just not sure what an appropriate pet would be given my circumstance.
You certainly... My advice would be you start to looking at shelters for older dogs because older dogs are much more compliant. They're compliant with unusual schedules. You know, they're happy to have the attention and they don't need a ton. So I would
size.
Think, I would
what
think,
about size?
Yeah, smaller, obviously better in an apartment. But, you know, anywhere between a 10 to 30 pound dog would do perfectly well in an apartment. Yeah, you don't need to have a 90 pound, but, you know, they're okay too. I would say older. I would work on age more than anything else. Older, calm dog. You can shop. You can
purebred or mixed.
You know, in the shelter, you're probably going to get more mixed than purebreds, but they're purebred dogs too. So, yeah, I would say.
What would you prefer?
You know, dogs that need less activity, so non-retriever type dogs are probably better. And the toy breeds are great. You know, we This was Chihuahua week at the Ipswich Animal Hospital. And I have to tell you, we had the best group of Chihuahuas this week. They were just terrific dogs, every single one of them. Start to finish, they're a great group.
And so. We had a Chihuahua pug mix.
Yes.
whose owner called in. All right. Good luck, Mark. I hope you find a nice dog to adopt. 844-500-4242. Marcia, you're next with Howie Carr and Dr. Mark Matt. Go ahead.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
I have he's actually a mix. He's a pug plus Boston Terrier.
All right.
And he has a habit of licking the floors.
Yep.
And I don't know why.
Well, yeah.
Stop rubbing hamburger on the floor.
Yeah, be careful the cleaner you use, especially if your dog's a floor licker. The weird behavioral traits. I mean, there's lots of stuff you can do to try to dissuade them, but it depends on how bad it is. You can try, there are definitely medications you can try that may reduce it. And
how about a treat? Just a little tiny treat.
Well, then kind of you're rewarding it. You want to be more dissuasive than persuasive, than I think in this case. So you can... I don't know if there's stuff you can put, if it's a certain spot on the floor, you can use even the stuff that people use to stop their kids from sucking their thumb. It's kind of a nail varnish that you can put on certain parts of the floor that will taste dissuade them. So,
wow.
And then there are sprays that you can put on that are bitter apple sprays or something like that. I would start with that.
Is it that bad of a problem that you'd do that, Marcia?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter where on the floor. Wherever he happens to be.
Yeah.
It's not constant.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's a challenge. Yeah. I would try using like a bitter apple spray, see if that stops him.
Good luck, Marcia. Okay, we'll be right back with one more segment with Dr. Matt. Where can people reach you, Dr. Matt?
People can call me at the Ipswich Animal Hospital, and that number is 978-948-8189.
All right. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm BOGO offer is on. Everywhere I go, people ask, how good is the Thunderstorm air purifier? I'll ask Dr. Matt, how good is the Thunderstorm air purifier?
We have 3 in my clinic, 2 in my house. My son has 2, so I guess we're believers. Yeah, they work great. They really do.
There you go. You got a different answer. For me, I'd say the same thing, but you got it from a different person. Now Eden Pure is offering you a buy one, get one free deal on these super efficient compact air purifiers. This offer is for 1 week only and ends at midnight on Sunday. Many listeners, including Dr. Matt, among others, they rave about the Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier. So many listeners have made multiple purchases since they bought the first of these powerful air purifiers, like Dr. Matt, that are small enough to hold in your hand like I'm doing right now. Officer Mark said, maybe it's just a coincidence, but my wife and I got a great night's sleep because we could breathe freely without the usual dry desert air feeling that keeps you awake. Ask anyone who's bought one and they'll tell you how well the Eden Pure Thunderstorm works. For allergies, pet smells, or any odor you need to get rid of, the Thunderstorm air purifier is the answer. We had a smelly room at our Cape house, but it was no match for the Thunderstorm. The odor was eliminated within 24 hours. Take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm BOGO offer today before it expires Sunday. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code HOWIEBOGO. That's EdenPureDeals.com, discount code HOWIEBOGO. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
Holding the Hackorama accountable is a full-time job.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Howie Carr will be back after this short break. He doesn't pay any heed to climate change doomsday predictions.
Why is it you liberals, no matter what subject you're talking about, you always get around to that? You guys got more ways for the world to end than a dog's got fleas.
Howie Carr is back.
There's some decent jokes coming in on the text line, but some nights we got room for them. Tonight we don't have too much time. We got full lines, and so...
Hopefully they're at Howie's expense, not mine.
No, they're at Joe Biden's expense, okay. Most of them. All right. Okay, so Dr. Matt is here. He's going to stick around. If we run out of time and you're on the line, he'll stick around and answer your question. for you afterwards. So hang on the line, even when you see us running out of time, if you see us running out of time. So, Dr. Matt, where can people reach you during the week?
They can call me at the Ipswich Animal Hospital at 978-948-8189.
All right, let's take some last calls here. Devin, you're next with Howie Carr and Dr. Matt. Go ahead, Devin.
Hey, Howie and Dr. Matt. My pug Chihuahua, he likes to ride on my lap, and I was kind of thinking about, like,
it's the second. You're the second pug Chihuahua of the hour. Go ahead.
Well, he's the handsomest one.
Oh, of course.
so he really likes to ride on my lap.
Yeah.
And I was kind of thinking, I live in Maine with the winter coming. Where's the best place for him to ride when the roads are just terrible?
Okay, so you're driving and he's on your lap.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I would get a, you know, you can put harnesses on dogs and hook them into the seatbelt harnesses on your car. So I would say probably back seat, because you're going to have trouble with the airbag.
He's too handsome. I can't see him if he's in the back seat.
Well, you can, like, mount a picture of them on your dashboard or something like that, or put in a specialty mirror so you can see his beautiful reflection at all times. But back seat, probably, you know, get him a crate would work great. Or buckle them into your seatbelt system.
All right, thanks, Devin. Nina, you're next with Howie Carr and Dr. Matt. Go ahead, Nina.
Yes, hi, Howie. Hi. Dr. Matt. I have an 8-year-old corgi that has had for most of her life, like hair on the bottom of her paws.
Right. Yeah.
And I looked it up online myself, and I figured out, like, she has something that's called hyperkeratosis. Is there something that can be done to treat this?
Well, hyperkeratosis and too much hair are two different things, but you can certainly trim the hair. Use a scissors or a clipper to trim the hair. That's what most groomers do. Hyperkeratosis can be treated also. I prefer to use, like, benzoyl peroxide containing lotions, for acne lotions for people. The very low strength or very sensitive skin benzoyl peroxide products tend to work pretty well. Those are called keratolytics, and they break up the keratin in the pads and can help, you know, treat the condition, not cure the condition.
Good luck, Dina. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr and Dr. Matt. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, Howie. It's Paul from Cape Cod. I hope you're I can't believe you're going to be leaving soon. Hey.
Oh, I'll be okay. But make your good move.
I got my girl, and I have a question for Dr. Matt.
Go ahead. Quick, we're running out of time.
I run my dog down in the box all the time, and I worry about her being protected from, like, Giardia and some of the stuff that she drinks. I've got her under the mosquito protection. Yeah. She's on fresh food. She's awesome.
Okay.
So, well,
the best way to protect yourself against most intestinal parasites for the dog is to use one of the heartworm preventives that have intestinal parasite preventive in it. You give it every month. Giardia, I'm not terribly worried about. There's a sort of a, you know, I guess I would say a mild controversy in veterinary medicine over whether Giardia is really a pathogen or not. My feeling personally is that it's not a pathogen. I don't worry about it.
Hold on, Greg and Steve. Dr. Matt will be right with you. How about deer ticks? That a problem?
That's a problem, yes.
Yeah, problem for humans, too.
Yes.
See you next week, everybody. I'm Howie Carr.